The U.S. Department of Agriculture is forecasting yet another year of income declines for farm country, with no immediate end in sight for low commodity prices. In 2017, USDA estimates that net farm income will drop to just $62 billion, which is half of what it was 4 years ago. National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson says such a steep drop in income has created a crisis in the farm economy, and help is needed for the farmers and ranchers enduring these conditions.
Median annual farm income is projected to be negative $1,400 this year. No matter what business model you're operating under, that is just simply not sustainable. We've been receiving calls from our members indicating that we're in the midst of a crisis, and if nothing is done, we may lose a generation of family farmers and ranchers. That's alarming, and has drastic implications for rural communities, our food system, and for consumers.
Johnson says price drops and spikes are inherent to agriculture markets, but that the current prolonged trend of depressed prices illustrates the importance of the farm safety net.
Agriculture just isn't like other markets. The ups and downs of commodity prices should not be compared to other free market systems. When we produce too much in agriculture, folks don't just eat more meals every day to get rid of that surplus. So low, unprofitable prices stay low for a long, long time. That's where we're at today. The federal government, dating all the way back to the 1930s, has taken a role in ensuring farming and ranching operations remain viable during these economic downturns. They understand it's important to do this not only for producers, but for everyone who relies on the abundant and affordable food supply that comes from our farmers.
As Congress and the new administration begin work on the 2018 Farm Bill, Johnson believes more needs to be done for farmers and ranchers in order to address the current farm crisis.
From Title I of the Farm Bill to crop insurance to mediation and assistance programs, the Farm Safety Net is the backstop for farmers and ranchers. It's incredibly important right now that we shore up that backstop so family farmers can survive these difficult times. This starts with writing a farm bill that meets the needs of farmers, not just one that has to meet a certain budget. We know the 2014 Farm Bill was written so that it could save the government $23 billion. Well, that didn't work out so well for a lot of folks, like the Iowa corn grower, the Kansas wheat farmer, the Texan cotton producer, or the Wisconsin dairy farmer. Congress should not skimp when it comes to providing necessary support for farmers in the next Farm Bill.
Johnson says that agriculture mediation programs and stress assistance networks also provide important support during tough times.
When Farmers Union members passed a special order of business on the farm crisis at our convention in March, they specifically called for more funding for mediation and support programs. Fortunately, Congress in the recent budget deal provided more money for these programs. Our members want a farm and ranch stress assistance network that provides support for those undergoing financial insecurity. This includes farm telephone helplines and websites, community education, support groups that conduct outreach services and activities, and on-farm assistance. The network would also support rural health systems, particularly mental health services, where these services are hard to access. We would also like to see more funding for state-run ag mediation programs. These programs help producers and their lenders find solutions for their conflicts. They go a long way in making sure farmers and ranchers can keep the farm.
Johnson says National Farmers Union is working hard to confront the farm crisis, and the organization wants to help those who are in need during these tough times.
Farmers Union has a strong network of family farm advocates that want to help. If you're going through a tough time right now, reach out to our state organizations or simply visit the National Farmers Union website. We have state-specific information and resources to help you through whatever you're going through. Check it out now by visiting farmcrisis.nfu.org. Let us know what you're going through. Browse the resources, get in touch with help today. Farming communities thrive when family farmers and ranchers support one another. Let's help with that support.
For more information on National Farmers Union and its farm advocacy efforts, visit nfu.org. Michael Clements reporting.